Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfill podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. A life that when you hit your head on the pillow every night, you're just filled with so much gratitude. And when you wake up, you are full of so much excitement for what the day ahead holds. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. On this podcast, we break down the process of manifestation into concrete and actionable, tangible steps so that these aren't just empty words and empty concepts that you like the sound of and you understand conceptually, but instead you're able to take them and apply them to your individual circumstances and individual desires so that you can create a life that is so authentically abundant to you, whatever that may look like. Because a lot of times we're trying to fit the norms or standards of what we think our lives are meant to look like. And in that process, we end up creating these inauthentic lives that, again, they look good from the outside, but they don't really feel that satisfying. But when you can get so clear about what it is that you want and then know exactly how to go about and get it, that's when, like I said, you wake up every single day with so much joy and so much exhilaration. And so if you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button so that you get notifications when I upload new episodes every Tuesday and Friday, because you know we're all about that consistency on this podcast. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. So beyond grateful you choose to spend this time with me. If you haven't already, come and say hey on Instagram. That's where I hang out the most. My handle is at kushpu.kway. If you have any specific takeaways, aha moments, feedback, or if there's a specific topic that you want me to go even deeper into, my DMs are always open. I love hearing from anyone who listens to my podcast. It just makes recording each episode all the more fulfilling. And so, like I said, my handle is at kushpu.kway. So come and holler at your girl. As I record this, it is a Monday and I've just come off the nicest weekend. And, you know, I've had a lot of intuitive downloads lately and so many aha moments. And one in particular was yesterday as I was just chilling in bed, as I do. And, you know, and this also like was after a really beautiful conversation I had with a friend at brunch. And, you know, one limitation a lot of us are holding on to that we've been conditioned to believe and accept is this idea that you cannot have it all. And there's this notion that wanting it all makes us greedy and that it's not possible. And so we end up resigning to the fact that we're not going to ever experience it all and we should make peace with this fact. And that's why most people end up settling. It's only because of this conditioning and this limiting narrative that is running in the back of their minds. And you know what? You can call me delusional all you want. And I mean, I don't care because we're always being delusional. So you might as well be delusional in the direction you want to go. But truly, in my heart, I believe that as humans, we can have it all. Whether it is the money, whether it's a successful career, whether it's a loving partner, whether it's the secure friendships, the thriving health, the kids, the travel, everything in your heart that you desire, I believe you can have it all, but you just cannot have it all at once. And firstly, as humans, we are here to live out the most abundant and expansive lives that go beyond our wildest imaginations. And the only reason some of us, well, most people, I don't want to say us because I don't want to be in that category, but most people aren't actually living those kinds of lives is because of their own limitations that they place on themselves in terms of what is and what is not possible. And like I said, you can have it all, but just not all at once. And most of this anxiety that people are walking around with, it comes from wanting to rush through life. And this idea that if I don't have it all right now, it means it's not possible or I'm doing something wrong. We're conditioned to believe that if we don't have everything in this exact moment, we're somehow failing, we're behind, we're inadequate, we're not enough. And even though our lives are beautiful to whatever degree, we're going through life feeling lack. And as a result, we create this self-fulfilling prophecy whereby no matter how much we get, we're never satisfied. And then we create this notion that, okay, well, maybe then I'm asking for too much and then maybe I need to settle. And I think a huge contributor to this is this need to adhere to some cookie cutter timeline. And assuming that by certain ages, we're meant to have hit certain milestones. And if we haven't hit those milestones, whether it's getting a job, starting your own business, getting married, having a baby, graduating from college, whatever it is, but if we're not able to hit those specified dates, those stereotyped dates, we are behind and we are doing something wrong. And in the process, we forget how unique our individual timeline is. We're going to get a bit deep here, but at the crux of who we all are, we're just souls in bodies. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we come onto this planet to receive the lessons that are going to, and experiences and opportunities that it's going to allow us to fuel our soul's evolution. And if we're all unique souls, how on earth can we expect to have the same lessons and, more importantly, the same timeline? And instead, it's about embracing your own unique timeline and letting go of this notion of what your life is meant to look like based on your ego's limited perception of what actually is. And when you can now start to really embrace and accept your timeline and how perfect it is for your unique soul's evolution, that's when you naturally cut all your resistance. And again, everything we want, it's just energy. And energy can only flow through the path of least resistance. And most people's biggest resistance is resisting their own uniqueness and their own unique evolution. And instead, it's when you can just now accept that I'm here with my own individual set of lessons, my own individual timeline, and it is perfect. It is perfect for me. My ego, on the other hand, might be saying something else, but for me, it is perfect because my soul is getting whatever it needs, and actually lean into those lessons, you're going to find things around you moving so quickly. And as much as we can talk about surrendering in terms of our desires, I think the biggest act of surrender comes down to this, is surrendering to your own unique timeline and your own unique soul's evolution and accepting how perfect it is for you. And in the midst of letting your impatience get the best of you because of this notion that I'm behind, what you end up doing is you rob yourself of the joy that exists in the present moment, in the season of life you're currently in. This is something which really helps me stay at peace, is just reminding myself that we're just in seasons. So the tough times, it's just a season of your life. The unwanted circumstance, it's just a season. It's not the be-all, end-all. And no matter how sometimes we're going through circumstances which we don't love, but we're still in a season of life that a former version of us prayed for to some extent. And it's also a season that one day you're going to look back and think, man, if only I appreciated more when I had it. Because our minds are always focused on getting more or where we aren't yet, we create this false illusion that I just need this one thing to feel happy. But I'll tell you one thing, if you're not happy in the journey, you're not going to be happy in the destination. But instead, is when you could just ground yourself in gratitude and ground yourself in the present moment and just really start to expand your level of awareness and ask yourself, okay, where is the gift here? Where is the opportunity? Because it's a season. Even as much as I love it, it's a season. Everything is changing. Everything is temporary. And when I get the thing that I want, how will I actually view my current circumstances? So this season of singlehood that you are resisting so badly because you just want to meet your partner, I'll tell you something, is you're going to appreciate it when you no longer have the luxury to solely focus on you. You're going to look back and be like, man, if only I appreciate those nights where I could watch whatever the heck I wanted. Man, if only I appreciate those nights when I had the whole bed to myself. Similarly, is this temporary slow season in your business, you're going to miss the free time when things really kick off again. The season of you going on holiday with your friends, but wishing it was with your own family that you've created with your husband and kids, or your wife and your kids, you're going to miss it when you actually do have a partner and kids and you're not able to spend as much time with your friends. And really, it's can I just appreciate this current moment for all that it is, with the knowingness, with the expectation that I'm going to get what I want. And therefore, I'm going to just really relish this current moment because, and this is again, this is where your work needs to kick in now, where your healing needs to be done, is if you're not even able to feel gratitude in this moment, it's also because you're doubting that you're going to get what you want. And that's where now it's you got to work on your own level of trust and safety that you create within yourself. Because here's the thing, is the same way that you don't need to be on your holiday in the summer to feel excited about it now in the spring, but you're you because again, you don't need to be there, but you know it's coming up. So you're just like, okay, well, I'm going to enjoy these few months leading up to it. That is exactly the feeling you would have if you really knew and had that level of belief, which is the secret sauce to every manifestation is belief, because you don't get what you want. You get what you believe. That's law of assumption 101, which is one of the most pivotal laws when it comes to manifestation. But that's where now it's, if I can't even come from to my desire and approach from a place of positive expectancy, well, that's how I'm blocking it. That's my blind spot. But more importantly is, how can I now start to change the narrative? How can I now start to change my subconscious programming? And in line with that is making this conscious decision and conscious choice. It is a choice, because we're either living on autopilot and unconsciously, and again, in state of resistance, or making a conscious choice to accept and to know and to trust that whatever season of life I'm in right now, it is perfect. It might not be what my ego wants. It might be, giving me some challenges, some opportunities to grow, but it is perfect. Because here's the thing is, a lot of times those seemingly obstacles, those unwanted circumstances, it is actually the pathway to get you from where you are to where you want to go. Because it's in those unwanted circumstances that you are going to grow, you are going to change, you are going to learn, and that will allow you to really become an energetic match to your desire. So you know what? That unwanted bill that just came out of nowhere, be grateful for it. You know why? Because it's actually teaching you how to create a healthier relationship with money, to feel at ease spending it. And also, it's helping you get so clear about how you are managing your money, so that when you receive those large sums of money, you're going to be in much better position to actually handle that money, because you've created the foundation in your current circumstances. Similarly, is that guy or girl you're in a relationship with and they decided to end it? Yeah, it feels terrible right now, but that experience is so perfect because it's the very thing that's going to force you to push you to work on your relationship with yourself, to create that love and wholeness that is so indestructible within yourself, so that when you meet the man or woman who is right for you, you're entering it from a place of power, not neediness and attachment. And when you can really, really just hone in the fact that every single thing is so perfect for my own evolution, and everything is unfolding for my highest good, and not resist it, but lean into it, look for the opportunity, seek the gift, make that conscious decision to shift your perspective, you're going to see things around you moving so quickly. But when you get stuck, when you create resistance, when you let that bring you down and create a feeling of defeat and hopelessness, you've given up your power. And in that state of powerlessness, you'll never move past what is, because you keep buying into the current circumstances. And it's so important to ask yourself, who is running the show here? Am I actually moving through my life as a powerful creator who knows that she could be, do I have anything that she wants? Or am I becoming powerless to my mind? Because if you let your mind run the show, you will also let your mind fool you into thinking your life isn't enough or that you're behind. And I don't need to know you personally to say this to you, but whoever you are, your life, it is so full right now. You have so much to be grateful for, but it's again, where am I placing my focus? But more importantly, you have so much to look forward to. And if you are finding that there's some resistance, as I said that to you, again, why do you believe you live in a universe or in a life or in a world where good things don't happen to you? Because if you really, really believe that great things happen to me, I'm fully supported, I'm taken care of. And that's really what faith is, right? Blind faith, not needing something to validate the way you think, act, and feel, but trusting. That's where it's okay. Well, if I have such a victim-based mindset, that's where, again, I need to change. Because it's one thing for me to say, yeah, I believe in the universe. Yeah, I believe in God. But really, these are the moments where, like, okay, do I believe in the universe? Do I believe in God? Do I believe that I live in a friendly universe where great things happen to me? Because if so, then that alone is enough for you to know with full conviction that you have so much to look forward to. And this is the beauty of life, is the duality, that we can be in sometimes the most dire circumstances, but also be going through some really amazing stuff. We can be going through some unwanted circumstances, but also know that there's so much light on the other side of it. And when you can embrace the duality of your life, that's when you also just now start to move through your life in a state of total wholeness, rather than resist unwanted parts of you and part of your life. And when you eventually zoom out of your life, when it's all said and done, and you're in your last few days on this planet, when you eventually zoom out, you'll see that you really did have it all, not just at once. You really did experience the money, the partner, the secure friendships, the travel, the health, and all that other good stuff that your heart desires. But sometimes it came in seasons, whereby some seasons you experience more of a few of them, whereas in other seasons of life, you experience more of the other forms of abundance you crave. But in the totality of your life, you had it all. And so if this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear from you. Like I said, I hang out the most on Instagram. My DMs are always open. My handle is at kushboo.kway. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundance vibes. Have an amazing day.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushboo.kway in your social media post, or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and good vibes.